We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Fun bomb. We're back on the subject of the ghost bomb, a device that never exceeded a 3-page report. Military-grade stink bombs. The Air Force laboratory responsible for gay bombs and fart bombs has nothing to do with what the U.S. Department of Defense is developing today. Just this month, the government confirmed that the Ohio Air Force Laboratory had applied for $7.5 million to create a non-lethal gay bomb, a weapon that encourages enemies to have sex rather than war. Gay bomb. According to the BBC, the Ministry of Defense briefly considered a 6-year, $7.5 million project to produce aphrodisiacs that would force enemy troops into submission. The UK is also investigating the possible use of LSD and the chemical BZ as non-lethal weapons on the battlefield. In the 1990s, the US government investigated non-lethal chemical weapons. While the theory and research of psychochemical warfare never developed into an effective weapon system, overlapping research with mind control drugs was developed in the mid-20th century by the U.S. military and the Central Intelligence Agency during the Cold War. From the late 1940s to the early 1970s, government researchers focused on LSD by studying truth drugs, chemical persuasion, and mind control. As part of the MKUltra program, U.S. military researchers experimented with LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs to facilitate interrogation. MKUltra was started by the CIA in the 1950s as a response to the South Korean method used against American prisoners of war during the Korean War, and MKUltra became the codename for a large secret program exploring the possibility and control of minds through psychotropic substances. Else. Mood-altering drugs. Beginning in 1953, the MKUltra project focused on creating psychological weapons that could be used as forms of mind control against Cold War enemies. In the late 1960s, MKUltra was discontinued because the use of psychedelics as a weapon was considered too unpredictable after many test subjects experienced psychological breakdowns as a result of the experiment. A year later, the New York Times published an article about MKUltra that sparked a congressional investigation. Although weather control was never fully developed, the government admitted that it attempted to use weather warfare during the Vietnam War on several covert missions called Operation Popeye. According to the New York Times, the mission to drop an atomic bomb on Japan had been in preparation for at least 2 years. Had it been ready in time, the Allies could have used the new superweapon against Germany. It was believed that if this formidable new weapon worked, it would shorten the war, albeit at a terrible cost in human lives. Only one aircraft delivered a new weapon of mass destruction, the Enola Gay. Enola Gay was then hit hard by two shockwaves, one direct and one reflected off the ground. Meanwhile, the silver plane staggered upwards, losing the weight of the bomb, and made a sharp bend to avoid the expected shock wave of the explosion. As the lone aircraft finally approached Hiroshima on August 9, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Tibbetts climbed to 31,000 feet before handing over control to the bomber, Major Thomas Farabee. In the years after World War II, the crew of a single airplane never wavered in the belief that they had done what they had to do. Almost half of the wartime population, about 280 people, was to be burned, crushed and irradiated by a crude atomic weapon called Little Boy carrying a silver plane. About an hour earlier, after the bomb had been fully charged, the pilots informed the crew via intercom that they were carrying the world's first atomic weapon, using a hypothetical aphrodisiac of considerable power. The gay bomb sprayed an enemy with a substance that literally made him gay, causing the soldiers to have an irresistible attraction to each other, and, we can only assume, forget that they were about to part. Go bomb. A non-lethal gay bomb will use strong aphrodisiacs to make enemy soldiers so sexually attracted to each other that they lose interest in combat. Gay bombs, also known as bad breath bombs, are non-lethal psychochemical weapons developed by the U.S. Air Force in 1994. USAF, CIA, CIA tested psychedelic compounds like LSD, psilocybin mushroom, mescaline, cocaine and DMT on humans. The use of Project MKUltra's most notorious hallucinogen, LSD, garnered the most attention from the public. Some of the coolest military ideas come from the defense.
Advanced Research Projects Agency. According to the American Association for the Advancement of Science, The Pentagon will spend $78 billion this year, about half of all government R&D dollars, on various projects. Military expert Sharon Weinberg writes in her book, Imagined Weapons, that the government is spending taxpayer dollars on military technology at a rate of about $50,000 per second. Military commentator Weinberg agrees that weapons research continues to focus on designs more suited to the Cold War, such as the F-22 aircraft. Just 3 years ago, according to the Federation of American Scientists, the military funded a showcase study of psychic teleportation. For example, the so-called gay bomb is based on the theory of the presence of human pheromones in the air, according to which there are still only very incomplete and problematic studies. The controversial hafnium bomb, originally a $30 million nuclear grenade project, never came to fruition.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Lizard Overlords. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.